Hi everyone, do not be alarmed. Yes, this podcast was formerly known as What to Watch on Netflix, but that felt too obvious. So we went for 10 out of 10, would recommend. I am Talani and you might recognise my voice because I do another podcast called The Receipts Podcast. That's still going on. I'm just here as well with my babes, my friend. Let's hear from you, hun.
I'm Talani's less famous counterpart, Gina Moore Barrett. you'll know me already as I've popped up at the end of every single episode so far with all the recommendations with Dottie in seasons 1 and 2. I actually work at Netflix running the UK TikTok and Instagram pages. They've assured me that they're not just bringing me in because they don't have to actually pay me any extra because I already work at Netflix. But I'm the all-seeing eye and the guru of all the good stuff on Netflix.
What's good about this is me and Gina are actually friends. Like,
we're actually friends in real life.
Like, in real life, we're actually friends. We've known each other a while. Although, I say this, because I was going to be like, we've been to each other's houses, but we haven't, because Gina's mum has told her to invite me around for dinner a few times, but it has never happened, because Gina has never done it. We're going to get personal straight off the top, because I think it's necessary.
First you take your Invisalign out in front of the honourable guest, and then you air our dirty laundry in front of him also. But yeah, that's actually true.
I'm actually so excited to announce this person. You ready? Because we're starting big. And okay, before I actually give you like your introduction, I think it's really important to say that this man is my favourite white man comedian. Like, genuinely, I kid you not, my favourite. And I've told this to Gina personally as well. So, he was a judge on Britain's Got Talent. He nearly destroyed a car on Top Gear. And he's quite simply the most funniest and successful comedian on the planet. And finally, after so long of asking, he has finally agreed to do a Netflix special called Showman. It's bloody Michael McIntyre!
Hi girls, what a pleasure it is.
Did you like my introduction?
I loved it. And it was so weird because my wife has said that always to me, that I'm her favourite white man.
And that's the official title.
I wondered, you know, on the list of overall comedians, how low am I?
No, you are my favourite.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm 13th overall. There are 12 funnier black comedians than I am in my world.
Well, according to your wife, you're number 13.
Referred to me as that. And when people ask what I do, and I say I'm a comedian, my wife goes, no, you're a white man comedian.
There's a difference.
It's important to say that.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a very, very generous introduction, and it's lovely to be with you.
Thank you for coming.
On Zoom. Well, I haven't come. This is the
awkward. I knew you were going to say that because you haven't come, have you?
We're all still in our homes. I'm a step from my bed. I just rolled out. Really,
it was a bit awkward. You say you haven't invited each other around for dinner because, of course, that is not legal at the moment. So there is an excuse. Yeah. A lot of people.
I've known her for about 5 years. I've known her before.
She was airing the day laundry.
You're allowed a barbecue, I think.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're allowed a barbecue outside.
Not barbecuing going on.
Yeah. Okay. How have you been? Yeah. What have you been up to? I mean, apart from being in your house.
Well, I'm losing my mind.
Of course. I've
been in my house a lot. But I think I'm genuinely losing my mind. I've started speaking to inanimate objects because no one in my house will speak to me anymore. You know when you've got the dishwasher on and it's mid-wash? You know when it's mid-wash and you accidentally open it because you don't realise it's on?
I've never had a dishwasher.
You've never had a dishwasher? Oh, this is awful.
No.
I think a dishwasher is an incredibly elitist thing.
I think it might be a luxury thing because I have my hands, Michael. I've never used a dishwasher. No.
This is uncomfortable. No one wants to go to each other's houses now. Well, dishwasher, no dishwasher.
I wasn't even talking about a machine. I have a lady. I'm kidding. Anyway, when one day you have a dishwasher, sometimes you've got a dishwasher, Gina, don't you?
I have a dishwasher, I'm not going to lie. I have one. We have dishwashers. Tolly does not.
Yeah, well, sometimes you open it and it's mid-wash. Okay. And I apologised to the plates out loud as if they were real people. Right. It's just signs of madness.
Matt, can that stop me for disturbing you?
Yeah, I think I'm slightly losing my mind. And of course, the other day I went out to take the dog for a walk, and I made sure to remember. Do you have dogs, either of you?
No, I have a cat.
No. So no dogs, no dishwashers?
No.
I think we need to get into the realms of what do you have?
What do I own?
Just a single bed.
I mean, there's a bed.
There's a bed. Cigarette.
A bed. Not a cigarette. A single bed.
Okay, girls. All right, well, listen, you just send me a list, text me a list so that I know what to joke about.
So for next time, you know the appropriate things to say, not to mention dishwashers amongst people who don't own one.
But other than that, I think I'm doing fine. I mean, the kids have gone back to school yesterday, or I've lost track of days. So that's a very positive thing. Mm. And I've been trying to work. I've been writing a book. I'm pointing in my office. I've been doing that over there, writing a book. Right. I sit here and think on my sofa. This is my thinking place. And every few months I open the curtains, but we're going to wait a little bit longer for that. Other than that, you know, getting ready and excited about my Netflix special. I don't even know if it's called Showman or Showman. We can discuss that.
It's called Showman.
Showman. Do you pronounce it Showman? How do you pronounce it?
Showman.
Showman.
You can't call it Showman because it's made into one word. You can't say Showman.
So when it's one word, the man becomes mum. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Showman. Did you not know that?
Well, I guess everybody says it differently. That's the thing.
So some you have a dishwasher, showman. But you didn't know how to pronounce showman.
Because I feel like I've made it already. I just don't on the rest of the thing. You see, while you're hand washing dishes, you're learning how to pronounce words.
Exactly, as I'm doing that.
How should we pronounce it? How do you pronounce it? Showman or showman?
Well, I think showman. I think it's one of those words where it's each their own. Right. But, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's always hard to name shows, so I just stuck with the word show, and it's just me prancing around at the Palladium. Really bizarrely, it was March the 6th, I think, that I recorded it. So it was 12 days before everything turned upside down and we were all sent inside for this amount of time. So it was the last gig I ever performed. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice and scary.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nice because I suppose it's weird because I have it, because I can watch it myself. So I keep sort of, when I forget, you know, when I forget what I do for a living, I can at least see the last time I perform. But it was nice that we squeezed it in. That's the positive.
What's it like watching it back? Do you enjoy it? Are you like, oh, that could have been funnier, or that could have been, what's it like? What's the experience?
Yeah, well, it's because I've watched it so much in lockdown.
Just made really meticulous notes of every single thing that you've done.
The temptation to recall it and change anything. But no, I'm okay. I have to be honest, I obsessed a lot over the colours. Because Netflix is recorded in like 4K, super high definition. You know, everything on Netflix always looks amazing, like better than everything else. But in order to film that, I had no idea they film it on these cameras where they make you look awful. Just completely, all the colour comes out of you. You're completely pale. The curtains look disgusting. The audience looked ill before their time. And then they colour it in. They take it to a grade and they kept colouring it in wrong. So I was obsessing over, will I look okay in this? And I think I do. I think it's
you
okay.
You do. You look fantastic.
Yeah, we've seen it. You look great.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Yes, we've seen it, of course.
We've seen it.
You're hilarious.
You're still your favourite white man comedian.
You still are.
Yes, you're still our favourite white man comedian.
You still are. You still are.
Number one.
Absolutely loved it. Laugh that loud.
In your face, other white man comedian.
In your face.
Reign supreme. Yeah, it was fantastic. You look great.
You're so kind to me. I can't tell you how much I need to hear that.
Honestly, you did great. You did amazing.
In the last 6 months, I suppose I would have performed to thousands and thousands of people in a 6 month period. And obviously I performed to no one, but you know, my wife, my two boys and my dog who have heard it all before.
Yeah.
So I found myself just latching on to people, anyone in the street who comes over and wants to say hi from a distance. I just won't let them go. I'm losing my, you know what I mean? They'll come over and ask for a photo and then I'll just keep talking so much that by the end of it, they're like, okay, listen, dude, I've got to get on. And I actually saw one woman delete the photo as she walked away.
Like, oh my God.
What if I use someone else? She was like, yeah, no, it can't be him. It can't be him. Right, so we're going to get into the thick of it now, Michael.
I'm going to put forward my pick for this week, okay? Oh my gosh, no, I'm actually stressed because I know, I feel everyone has seen this, so it's really stressing me out. But I'm recommending it anyway. Okay. Have you seen Three Identical Strangers? I'm stressed.
Yes.
Damn it! Oh my God! Have you seen it, Michael?
Yes.
Right, this is why you should watch it again, right? Personally, I think this is at the top of the documentaries on Netflix, okay? No offense to the other documentaries. Obviously, I work here, so please don't fight me. But I watched it the other day for the first time. Everyone had been telling me to watch it. This is why, if you still haven't watched it and you're out of the zeitgeist like I was, you should.
I wouldn't believe the story if someone else were telling it, but it's true, every word of it. It started when I went to college. It was the first day of school. All these people are coming up to me saying, Eddie, how are you? Eddie, hi. I'm like, my name's not Eddie. I don't know what you're talking about.
As soon as this guy turned around, I knew it was Eddie's double. I said, you're not going to believe this. You have a twin brother.
Oh, my God.
And then the story went from being amazing to incredible.
It was an article to Twins Reunited. I think I might be the third.
Okay.
A train should be judged on how elongated the ooh is. The best trailer just is like 7 minutes of
just straight
and not was given away in there.
They basically told us everything.
The point of this is, I think it's a fascinating concept to meet not only somebody, find out that you are a twin, but then find out actually no, you're not a twin, that you're a triplet. That's why it's super interesting. But also my favorite documentaries are documentaries that start off one way, much like I feel Tiger King. You think you're getting sold something that's about just like innocent tigers in a zoo. That's not true. Anything that starts as something and then is actually about like the government being weird, this random man that's like running these experiments, this other stuff that's going on, actually it's about this stuff, actually it's about that, the dad isn't great, we don't know that. Favorite kind of documentary. So would recommend to anyone who's already seen and wants to watch it again, or anyone who hasn't seen and wants to watch it.
My favorite thing about those documentaries is all of them have this line of like, so many powerful people want this hidden. Yeah. And that's when you know it's going to be good. When the powerful people don't want you to know what's happening, you're in for a good documentary.
That's when you know it's going to be a good one. There's loads of stuff. Do you know what? Another, I feel like we've spoken about this before, T, but another documentary that comes out of left field with this, with the secret is Tell Me Who I Am. Michael, have you seen that?
That's pretty intense.
Oh my, but that one is the one that's like insane. 0 to 100.
Like real quick.
That's one of those, it's an extremely good documentary, but it's difficult to recommend because it's, you have to be, I mean, you're never in the mood. It's brutal. Yeah. It's very harrowing. It's horrific.
It is awful.
But it's an incredible story.
It is.
An incredible story. Both of these, they're not similar stories, but they have a similar level of mind-blowingness. Mm-hmm. But I just remember when you were saying that the Three Identical Strangers, I haven't actually watched on land. I watched it on a plane. And that is different.
Very.
I don't know what you feel, girls, about
that.
Watching
I
movies.
I feel more emotional when I watch movies on a plane.
Everybody does. Oh, it's something to do with the atmosphere. Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. I mean, I'm crying. I cry at the, you know, the destination thing where they show you how long.
Only 5 hours to go.
I want to cry at the outside air temperature. I mean, you just get so emotional. In fact, have you ever seen the film Lion, which is a very...
No, because I know that's too emotional as well. I couldn't do it.
It's so emotional. I set my friend up watching that on a plane and I watched him. I timed when it would end just so I could watch him lose his mind.
Watch him cry.
But he didn't even cry. I never spoke to him again. I thought, there's something wrong with you. You're not going to cry on a plane to this.
That's a sick man.
I get so, so emotional. But yes, I remember watching it on the plane, this Three Identical Strangers, and it was actually a get up out of my seat, round to my wife to say, sorry, did I give away the class?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Wait, so you was in first class.
I love this. Michael.
I'm so embarrassed. I got out of my, I went down the stairs.
Put my champagne down.
I woke my wife up in her king size. She couldn't hear me because the dishwasher was on. We have a dishwasher on the plane.
Oh my God,
that was so embarrassing. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise.
I nodded. She's right next to me. Sure. And recommend.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to recommend my show now. It is a completely different vein. I think it might be a kids' TV show, but... I think it's important that we all entertain our inner child, right? I think it is. You're going to listen to it first, and then I'm going to talk about it. But bear in mind, it might be a kids' TV show.
People say I'm too nice to lie, to cheat, to steal. But they have no idea. Do it.
Hey, there's Nick.
Nick?
Nick.
Nick. You have to keep your head in the game. It's easy to get distracted. If you think you know what's coming, you have no idea. I'm Nick. And I'm still up to no good.
Ooh. Exactly. So the show is called No Good Nick. And I know the question you all want to ask is, who is Nick? So there's a lovely family. Dad works in a bank. Mum's a chef. Two kids living happily. And then Nick turns up at their door one day and claims to be a distant family member. But she isn't a family member. She's a scammer.
How old is Nick? A 12-year-old scammer.
Yeah, she's a 12-year-old scammer. She is.
I love it.
A 12-year-old scammer. Maybe 14-year-old scammer. Oh. But her dad is in jail. So she's trying to...
I've seen this. Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, damn. I thought no one would
ever see
this.
Oh, sorry. I ruined
it. Apart from me.
Oh, no, but it's fine because Michael hasn't seen it, so it's fine.
No, I've never heard of it.
So, Michael, would you watch No Good Nick over The Identical Strangers?
I'm more of a... I am into documentaries.
However...
No, don't let her pressure you. There's no however, ..
Well, I mean, I do need to take into consideration. I've seen one, so I'm intrigued by No Good Nick. I mean, how many episodes are we talking here?
I think it's two seasons.
Two seasons. A recommissioned program.
Exactly. Was that good?
Right. Yeah.
I think you should watch it with the kids.
Well, I'm very intrigued by No Good Nick. But then you said it was more of a children's, sort of a younger demographic. Mm-hmm. So if I hadn't have seen Three Identical Strangers, yeah, I'd probably watch that. But having seen that one, I'm definitely sold on No Good Nick. It sounds intriguing. If I hadn't have seen the other, I would definitely got in. It's an extraordinary story about those three brothers hooking up, meeting up with each other.
Michael, since you're here, let's talk about your show on Netflix, since you're not going to watch my show
on Netflix. I would also like to say, I really think that No Good Nick is the one I chose, ultimately.
Thank you. Your fans, me included.
Thank you. I'm glad I held on to you after that.
We're actually very excited that you've come on Netflix, because it's taking you ages. Why did you say no so many times before you said yes?
In broad strokes... you know, the times are changing so quickly, aren't they? From streaming. I'm an older person, and I sort of made my name. You might not remember these. Have you heard of something called DVDs?
Yes.
Right. Okay. There's sort of these round things. I've got old ones around the room here. So I made lots of those. Now they just get used as sort of frisbees or mirrors, little mirrors. So I had to transition from that, from doing those things into this new world and learn about it. But then it just got to the stage where everybody was watching Netflix, and my boys obsessively watch Netflix. Mm. And it's just, you know, it's the evolution of television. I've finally caught up with it. And now the potential of Netflix is just mind-blowing, isn't it? The fact that it's global. Because also I slowly became a little bit more international through the internet and stuff. And I've been doing tours around the world off YouTube clips and Facebook, and selling lots of tickets and going to places I've never been before and having thousands of people come to see me. So it feels very exciting to actually be in their homes, because all these DVDs were only in the UK. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, being in America and Australia and, well, the whole world.
Yes. Absolutely.
The whole world.
I'm really glad.
And they love telling you that, Netflix. All the meeting, they'll show you a globe and they'll go, so we know that. I mean, at one point they told me that more people were subscribing to Netflix than were actually living on planet Earth. They were like, we've got 18 billion subscribers. I'm like, are you sure?
Don't question the metrics, Michael. Do you know what I mean? You're going to be global, mate. You're going to be global. Do you know what? As we're speaking about it, let's have a little listen to the trailer. Get a little feel for it, come back and find out a bit more.
Welcome to my Netflix special.
My wife and I were the same age. Little things have started changing. It's not exactly old age, but little differences. For example, we can't stay up at night. We pass out. Every single, about 9:30 is a late one for us. We get so tired. You know when you click on the Netflix thing and it goes boom, boom, That's the sound of my wife and I's head hitting the pillow and passing out. I can't get beyond it.
Ooh. So what was that like, listening to your trailer on Netflix? How did that feel?
Well, it doesn't tell the whole story, you see, girls, because halfway through the show, a man comes out and he looks exactly like me. He's my brother, but I don't know he's my brother at that point of the show. And basically, we've all been part of a huge science experiment, because then I look into the audience and everyone in the audience are also my brother. And they look, it's called 2,700 Identical Strangers. That's before we changed it to Showman, because we didn't want people to confuse it with the documentary. And then right at the end, a little girl comes in and she says, "Hi, I'm Nick."
And I'm no good.
I'm just so good. And I'm like, hey, what's that, bravo? And then that's the end of the show. But I don't
want to
give too much away.
Oh my God.
I mean, off that, I am watching it every single day for the rest of my life, actually. That is so, I think it's winning.
I didn't know where you were going when you got to the Nick bit, but the Nick that really took it
to the next level. And here's why you're our favourite.
Exactly.
So a lot of the themes you talk about in it, it's kind of like, so this is why you are one of my favourites, because you talk about everyday, normal, mundane things, but then you look at the comedy in it. So a lot of what you talk about is like getting older and like, you know, having to deal with your iPhone not recognising your face, just all those kind of things that everybody goes through on a normal, everyday thing. And there's loads of comedy in it. How does that come about? How do you go about writing that? Because, I mean, I'd like to think me and Gina are funny, but we're not.
You are funny. We're not stage, you're very impressive, though.
We're not stage funny. We're not like you, Michael. So tell us what we do.
We're not like you.
Yeah, but you're being funny all the time without knowing it. And all I'm doing is harnessing that with an audience. So, you know, you make each other laugh when you're, you know, noticing things, observing things or twisting things and giggling and all the things that annoy you about your life and about, you know, whatever's going on. And when you make each other laugh, that is comedy. All I do is I just compile that. And then I just work with audiences and see the bits they laugh at and just build them up from there until everybody's laughing. But, you know, everything makes me laugh a little bit, so that helps. You know, life is funny. Anything's funny. There's comedy. And someone will make a joke about, like, you know, I've got a joke about Evian. It's right in my hand now. Yeah. There's a joke of that in the show. I've got jokes about pens. I mean, it's obviously jokes about phones. Everything is funny in life, and I've just got to find it. And often I don't, but you won't see those bits.
In terms of how you, I guess, keep a record of all the things that you find, do you have like a notebook by your bed where you come out of a dream? You're like, I had a dream about, I don't know, basketball.
Yeah, well,
write that down. Voice note about when your wife does something funny.
It's all about the notes, isn't it? Notes on the phone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just always taking notes, always putting notes down on the phone. And if anything's funny, the problem is that I confuse the, you know, I also use the notes for shopping lists and stuff, and then I spend half a morning trying to write comedy out of something I actually should have bought, and then only realize later in the day when my wife goes, "Did you buy the eggs?" And I'm like, "No, but I got half an hour out of comedy." you know, I'm always scribbling things down and then go through them and then build them up, and this show is a sort of result of, I don't know, the last couple of years of touring and all the best or the silliest bits that, and you know, you never quite know what the joke's going to be about, because sometimes, you know, people embrace other bits of material, but it just tends to be about my life and the bits they laugh at hardest we keep in. But it's a lovely moment when you've got that, you're launching into something and you know this is really funny and I really enjoy telling it, and it keeps getting funnier every time you sell it. Every time you say it, you get a little bit extra. In fact, even on the recording, there's jokes in there that I just came up with on the night or thought of that day just because I was so attuned to it. And I was like, oh, I've got to do this now. And then suddenly I was thinking harder about it.
Are you allowed to tell us what that is?
What, the jokes I came up with on the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one about... Well, I do a joke about peeing in the night with the not being able to not turn the light on because the extractor fan is too loud and wakes my wife up. And it was only that day I thought of the bit about having a Barocca, you know, the multivitamin drink that makes your pee glow in the dark. I have a Barocca so that I can see everything that's going on. And there was another joke about going on my wife's side of the bed that I hadn't done before.
And everything looks different.
Yeah, I really like that. I like them because they're new, so I left them all in. But yeah, that's just about when you accidentally go on your partner's side and how weird it is over there.
I find it so impressive that you can just ad-lib like that.
Well, it's a slow build. Mm. You build it up, so you've already got all this other funny stuff. And then from there, it becomes, once you've got people in your mindset, then you just throw little bits in and it can really start to take off and you can get them sort of rolling with laughter. Because I always see a laugh, it's a bit like an invitation. You know, if somebody laughs at something you're saying, they're not just laughing at that, but they're laughing at the concept. And then if you can keep them in that concept as long as possible, they're going to just keep laughing. You've sort of opened something up, but you've just got to jump in. And often I don't do it long enough and I watch it back and I go, I should have stayed there because they're loving that. Because every time you get to the end of something and you go in another direction, everyone's like, we're going this way now. And then you've got to talk about something else. So I think the best comedians, you know, they just drill an idea until you're helpless. So that's what I try to do.
So you've done that now, we get to see it and we're all really excited to watch it on Netflix. What's next? Because in a world where you kind of can't do live shows at the moment, what does comedy look like for you in the comedy world?
Well, this is the first time. We're on a podcast. Is that this?
Yes, yes, Michael, you are on a podcast.
So you do your own podcast.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
What's it
called? The Receipts Podcast.
What happens on that?
It's a lot of sex and filth.
Why is it called The Receipts?
Because it's like your evidence for all the sex and filth you've been doing.
Oh, you go through your receipts?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, that's really fun.
Thanks, Michael.
Is that true? Yeah. Is that true? It's like, that's a really fun idea.
Listen to it. It's great.
Oh, I love it. This is the first time I've done a podcast. So I'm going to try and do a podcast, I think, next week. I'm going to do like a pilot. I can't give away the idea, but it's actually very similar to what I was just talking about going through my phone. But yes, all those little notes that I would build up into jokes, I might just go through them with a friend of mine and see what happens. So yes, I'm going to try and do that. I'm writing another book, I wrote a book already about my life, and this is an updated, the last sort of 10 years. I've really enjoyed that. I get up early, coffee, and I'm writing away in my own little world like that.
Nice.
That was the piano.
Okay.
What else am I doing? Oh, I've got a game show.
Ooh.
I'm doing a socially distanced game show on BBC One, which is an idea I had earlier in the year, but I've realised that everyone's like 2 metres away. So I thought we should make that. So we're filming that in next month. It's called The Wheel.
Nice.
And I hope it's nice. It could be very embarrassing, but if it's awful, I'll just say, well, because of the restrictions. But if it's brilliant, I'll be like, yay! So, but you're absolutely right what you say, Gus. The challenge is it's real and it's unexpected. And so many comedians are now having to think of other ways as an outlet for their creative, humorous thoughts. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fun. But I'm not a big fan of the Zoom thing. I really want to be with people again. I don't like all this. I keep looking at myself.
Yeah,
are you doing this a lot?
I've been looking at myself a lot, yeah.
And then you notice little things about your face that you didn't notice before. You're like, gosh, can everybody else see this part of my face too?
Yeah, me too. My smile is way too wide. It's very annoying.
Yeah, my smile too big.
It's just so weird that you've got everyone just staring at themselves. And you can hide yourself, but no one takes... Do you think when we get back in the real world, we'll all sit in meetings just holding up big mirrors in front of our faces?
I need to see what I'm doing.
And also it's quite creepy the way people lurk, hidden. You know what I mean? There's someone in this meeting, but they're not in the meeting.
Say, yeah.
Yes, like they'll be behind the curtains or something. I tell you, my favourite bit of the Zoom, though, it's the name thing. Isn't it wonderful that you don't have to remember people's names? You just put your mouse. True.
That's the best bit, them. Absolutely. Amazing.
And you can see them freaking out when you use their full name. Isn't that right? Jeannie Moore Barrett.
Jeannie Moore Barrett.
People are like, oh, because they forget about the technology. And they're like, oh, he really cares.
He doesn't care. He can just read.
He's really not
joking. And so we've both given you trailers to listen to and you picked No Good Nick. But now we're going to hear a trailer that none of us picked. It's a brand new show that's coming onto Netflix and we're going to see how long we can ooh for.
Now, where to begin? If I have to stay hidden from my brothers, I must become something... unexpected. A lady.
progress nicely.
Is she safe?
She's our company.
I'm Viscount Tewkesbury.
A useless boy.
You have to help me.
I'm not ready to die on a train.
I'm not ready to die at all, and I wasn't going to before I met you.
This is a very good film, just saying. It also stars Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. It's got Helena Bonham Carter in it. It's got Henry Cavill in it. Sam Claflin.
Is it a one-off film? Is it just a film?
It's a film. It's called Enola Holmes. So essentially, it's about Sherlock Holmes' sister. And Millie Bobby Brown plays Enola Holmes. So it's. I would definitely recommend. It's a great film, great watch.
I've heard very good things about it.
Have you heard Gina?
I've heard it. Excellent.
I can't actually ever tell if you're joking because you're so funny.
And just, have you actually I can't heard tell good if you're things about it?
Oh, no, I hate that. No, I can't.
Okay.
I think my friend wrote it. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
He writes everything. He's a very clever person.
Oh my gosh, thank God I didn't slag it off then. I'm like, yeah, it's a great film.
I hate it.
It's very, very good.
Yes. I have genuinely, I've heard it's amazing. We're really looking forward to it in this house. She's very cool, that the Stranger Things girl.
Have you watched Stranger Things? Did you like it?
Stranger Things is incredible. It doesn't get better than that.
I genuinely haven't seen it.
Also, the 80s are so cool. Sorry, you haven't seen it?
Sorry, you cussed me for bringing three identical strangers I could have bought Stranger Things.
I know, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Is it going to be scary? Is it scary?
Enola Holmes or Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
No, it's just outstanding. There are certain shows that if you haven't seen, I mean, Gina and I are changing our whole perspective of you right now.
To be honest, you've
got to get on that.
Yeah, agreed.
You've got to get on that. That's probably arguably the best thing that Netflix have made.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm going to start
contractually
it.
Obliged to be diplomatic in regards to that statement, but it is good. It's very, very good.
I mean, there are three series, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
The first and the third, it's weird because I think the third was excellent and the first is unbelievable. The second might be a little dip.
But I think that's like all seasons. I think all shows, second season is always not that good because it's like a filler.
Can I ask you girls, how much do you use the Rotten Tomatoes ratings when you're watching?
I don't, because I think I don't do it. I think it's people that think they know the most about television talking about it, so I refuse to listen to them.
Yeah, no, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Because I think sometimes when you watch too much, I suppose, but then there's an audience score and a critic score, but it's pretty brutal. I mean, I will like have a cutoff sometimes. I'll go, if it's over 60%, I'll give it a go. I mean, I've had to lower that because of lockdown. I'm on about
17%. Do you like listen to that? Do you like 10%?
I'll watch it.
Sure. If Netflix would be like 10% match, sure, why not? I'll give it a go, see what happens.
So tell me what that means, the match thing. What does that mean?
I think it's according to what you've watched already on Netflix and enjoyed. And then they kind of be like, according to what you've already watched, there's a 95% chance you will like this, basically.
That's very good, because yes, it monitors what you're watching.
It sure does.
I watched a show called Don't F Word with Cats, which is a documentary.
Yes.
But once I'd watched something with F Word in it, it kept recommending all the
F words.
Oh, really?
Everything with an F word. I went on my home screen. I was like some kind of pervert suddenly, just because I watched this documentary.
But you should watch End of the Effing World. That's a good F word show.
That's really good. That's a great F word show. So oh my gosh, everyone's watched everything here. TV aficionados.
There's been a lockdown. We've had nothing else to do.
Because it changes now watching TV, because when you'd have to wait every week to watch another episode, or, I mean, there was an expression, which I presume we've all grown up with, which is, what's on tonight? Which is no longer, that no longer exists, that expression, because everything's on. Every night.
So forever.
That is a very different mindset. It's like, oh, what's on tonight? And then, of course, that would be followed with, there's nothing on tonight. There's nothing on tonight. We go to the video shop. Do you remember video shops? You're very young, you girls.
I remember video shops. Blockbuster. I was here for Blockbuster.
Well, I mean, hours it would take just to get down there. And then if the video was behind the video, then it was there. Otherwise, it was out. You'd never get what you wanted. And then you'd have to find it. I mean, the dramas we went through, and now everything's accessible. So the excitement when you find something that's good, mm-hmm. and all these shows you've mentioned are just outstanding.
Thank you.
And that's why I now envy you, Dolly, because you've not seen Stranger Things. You have literally, God only knows what set, 60 hours or whatever it is, of incredible good. 30 hours.
Well, I'm going to watch it now.
It's just mind-blowing.
I'm actually going to watch it. You guys have convinced me. So outside of Stranger Things, before you go, Michael, what show would you say on Netflix we should absolutely watch?
Oh, no, that's put me under pressure.
Oh, no, I thought...
Stranger Things.
Outside of it.
Outside of it. Oh, God, tell me what... Remind me. I don't want to say a show that's not on Netflix.
It's okay. I'll tell you if it's not on it.
Like, we'll let you know if it's on Netflix. No, not that one.
That's HBO, Michael. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That would be Amazon Prime.
ITV's New 10. I watched the show last night. Am I going to recommend it? It was on Netflix.
What's it called?
It was a very short... I was playing golf with my friend and I recommended something to him which he hadn't seen, which wasn't on Netflix, which I loved. But I'm not saying what it is because I only watch Netflix now. And then he said, oh, have you watched that thing on Netflix? See, you're back
in.
Yeah,
there we go, back in the game.
It was called Speed Cubers.
Oh my God, I should have recommended that. That is the best documentary.
Yeah, I watched it last
What's
night.
It about? Oh, I've heard of
no,
it.
No, I'm so annoyed I didn't recommend that.
You should have gone for Speed Cubers, but then I would have watched it last night, so you would have been in slightly the same
situation. You're right. It's very good.
It's basically about Rubik's Cube, and the World Championships of how fast they can complete the cube. And it's really a story about these two amazing sweet friends and this kid with autism who is the world champion, and it's just very, very sweet, and I did shed a tear.
I did too, because it's so tea, you would really, really enjoy it. You would love it. It's a wonderful documentary. It's very sweet. Very, very sweet. That was a good recommendation, Mike. Okay, you should work here instead.
It's 40 minutes long. And that's another thing I really like about Netflix, is there's no constraints over time. If that works best at 40 minutes, then they just put it out. There you go, 40 minutes. There was another very good short thing on Netflix. Long Shot.
I've never heard of it.
Right.
Oh, God, girls, you've got to watch Long Shot. Okay. It's on Netflix. I think it's called Long Shot. Basically, it's an incredible story about a straightforward murder in LA where they picked up this man and he just got...
Well, I mean... Sometimes they're really complicated.
What a paradox.
It can be complicated. Maybe straightforward wasn't the right word. What I meant was a sort of run and open and shut case, that one. Yeah, you know? Okay, it was an open and shut case. I'm even shutting the book for you to show you. It was an open and shut, what they perceived as a straightforward, the police, the LAPD. And they arrested this gentleman and he got sentenced and they couldn't get him off. And he kept saying, I wasn't there at the time of the murder. I wasn't there. I was at a baseball game. So they trawled through the footage of the baseball game to see if they could find him in the crowd. And they couldn't find him in the crowd. That was his alibi, that he was in the crowd. But then it transpired they were filming an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm there on that night, where Larry David was there sitting there, and a few seats along, there he was, the guy, and he got off and he was released, and he couldn't have done the murder because he was there. It was a long shot. That's why it's called Long Shot.
Oh,
I think it's on Netflix.
That sounds so... Also, we have to keep that in because that sounds amazing.
It's amazing. Just make sure it's on Netflix. But it does say, yes, Long Shot, official trailer Netflix.
I think it is.
The reason I brought it up is that it was a 40-minute. You know, they didn't try and make it into three parts. Yeah. It was just like, that's the story. There it is. It's 40 minutes.
Do you know what, Michael? I was going to ask if we persuaded you to try out any of our shows, but I feel like you've given us more recommendations than anything
else.
You've
done a better job than we have on this.
You've done fantastic.
No, you are so fun. And I did tell you earlier that I struggle to let people go, so you better get rid of me soon, because otherwise
time for you to go now, Michael. Before it gets weird, it's time for you to go.
Thank you, girls. You're both very brilliant, and I've really enjoyed chatting to you. Good luck with this.
Thank you so much. We will absolutely be watching all the shows you said, and of course, we'll be watching Showman. Okay, so we are going to be back next week with more fun, films, shows, and a guest. But in the meantime, you can find us at
Netflix UK on Twitter, Netflix UK on Instagram, at Netflix on TikTok, and at Netflix UK on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter at SmileGina, Instagram at SmileGina, and T, what about you?
If you're looking for me personally, I am Tully_T on Instagram and on Twitter.
And of course, we'd love you to leave a like and subscribe and a great review so that we don't get fired after this first episode. See you next week for another episode of 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Bye. Bye.